أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين، حبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا، أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، وهجته على الخلائق أجمعين، مهدي هذه الأمة وطاووس أهل الجنة، حجة ابن الحسن الأسكري، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدم الفداء. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would also like to thank all the organizations, all the individuals who have worked hard to make this great event happen. The unique event which has managed to unite all different organizations from different backgrounds, all under one banner, the banner of the 12 Holy Imam. Secondly, I would like to congratulate you all for the auspicious occasion of the holy birthday of the 12th Imam, 15th of Sha'ban, the Imam that we are waiting his reappearance, the Imam who is in Ghaiba, he's in an occultation. Ghaiba meaning that he is absent physically from the public. Why is he in Ghaiba? According to Ayatollah Bahjad rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say that the Imam is in Ghaiba, the Imam is in occultation because of our own actions. In reality, he is not hidden. He is not hidden from us, but rather we have hidden ourselves from him. With the actions that we have performed, with the veils that we have created between us and the Imam, we have created this obstacle and we have distanced from ourselves from the Imam. The Imam is the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Imam is the vicegerent of Allah. He's the absolute truth. He's the manifestation of truth. How can truth, light, be absent? No, he is there, he is present, but the individuals who have blocked themselves from seeing him, from communicating with him, from having this relationship with him, those are the people who have hid themselves away from the Imam. Now, during this time of Ghaiba, we have been asked, we have been recommended to await and have intidhar of the faraj, of the reappearance of the Holy Imam. For example, in one tradition, we have intidhar al-faraj ibadah. Awaiting the reappearance of the Imam is worship. In other traditions we have from the sixth holy Imam, man mata minkum wa huwa muntadhir li hadha al-amr. Whoever dies amongst you and he is awaiting the reappearance of the Imam, kaman huwa ma al-qa'im fi fistatih. He is like the individual who is with the Imam in his camp, in his tent. Bal la bal kaman fa كَمَنْ قَارَعَ مَعَهُ بَسَيْفَ. Not only this, this individual who awaits the reappearance of the Imam and he passes away before the Imam reappears, he is the one who has actually fought in the army of the Imam with his sword. No, لَا وَاللَّهِ إِلَّا كَمَنْ إِسْتُشْهِدَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. This individual who awaits the reappearance of the Imam is like the one who has become martyred with the Holy Prophets. So we can see the status of this individual. He awaits the reappearance of the Holy Imam. Now, what do we mean by intidhar? What do we mean by waiting for the reappearance of the Imam? We have two types of waitings. The first type is the passive type of waiting. It is the type that I sit back at home and I pray for the reappearance of the Imam, but there is no action to it. Of course, we have to pray, and it needs to be in the top of the list, praying for the reappearance of the Imam. But the second type of awaiting And that is what is meant in these traditions. It is the active awaiting. It is for me to move towards the Imam. It is for me to revolutionize myself and make myself ready for the reappearance of the Imam. If I've invited someone to my house and I'm waiting for them to come, do I just sit back and do nothing? Or do I get up, I prepare myself, I prepare the house, I prepare the food for this individual, for the guest that I have to come? The same way, if I'm claiming that I'm the follower and I'm the Shia of the 12th Imam, and I'm claiming that I am awaiting his reappearance, I have to move. I have to act. I have to take a proactive role in this awaiting. Otherwise, it will not be true awaiting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the status of the people except that they change what they have themselves. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you get up and move, you change yourself, and I will help you. That is when I will help you to change. But if we just pray without any action, then of course that desired result would not be achieved. Now, I would like to narrate to you one tradition which the sixth Imam is talking about, the intidhar, and what we should do. Of course, this intidhar and the awaiting for the Imam, we mentioned that needs to be active. Now, this active nature of the intidhar needs to manifest itself in various dimensions. One of the dimensions is the individual dimension. The second one is the social, is the political, as the next speakers will talk about. What I would like to concentrate about and narrate a tradition for you is about the individual waiting. What is the quality that I should have as someone who awaits the reappearance of the Holy Imam? In this tradition, the sixth Imam, he is reported to have said, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْقَائِمِ. Whoever would like to be amongst the companions of the 12th Imam, فَلْيَنْتَذِرْ. So let him wait. وَلْيَعْمَلْ بِالْوَرَعِ وَمَحَاسِنِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. So let this person who is awaiting the reappearance of the Imam to exercise wara and mahasin al-akhlaq. The first point that the Imam is mentioning, it is wara, from the qualities that I should possess and I should practice in this time of ghaiba. And to prepare myself, number one, I should have wara. What does wara mean? Of course, there are many books written about wara and scholars have talked about it in depth. But in summary, wara is referred to abstinence from sin. It is avoiding committing prohibited actions. Of course, on different levels, this will manifest itself in different ways. For the layman, keeping away from sin is wara. For someone who has traveled a bit higher towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping away and abstaining from makruh, from what is disliked, is wara. For other people, from what is doubtful, keeping away from that is wara. So generally, keeping away from sin, meaning I cannot be from the true individuals who await the return of the Imam if I do not exercise wara. If I go and sin, I do whatever I want, I do not think about my actions. If I do not purify myself, if I do not empty my heart from all the evils and the idols and the vices which exist within me, I have not truly prepared myself. Remember that the social reform, before that, there needs to be individual reform. Imam Al-Khomeini, when he stood up and he revolutionized, before that, he had revolutionized his heart. He had toppled the idols within himself first, and that is when he would manage to topple the idol outside. Say the Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. You see the level of spirituality he maintained. He was able to detach himself and detach his heart from all the shahawat, from all the attachments of the dunya. And then he was able to stand in a tyrant, in front of a tyrant. The second point, wa mahasin al-akhlaq, that the second quality that this individual need to possess is mahasin al-akhlaq, which means someone who works on his etiquettes, someone who exercises moral behavior. He has worked on his character, his akhlaq, his honesty, his patience, his generosity. The individual needs to exercise and practice and manifest the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become the khalifa of Allah and beautify himself with these beautiful characteristics until he becomes a true individual who awaits the imam. So the first action is wara, is keeping away, is emptying the heart from whatever is evil, removing all the vices. And after that has happened, the second area is now to beautify it with the good actions. It is to do takhalluq. It is to manifest the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is kind towards the believers and towards the non-believers, I also need to be kind. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous, I also need to be generous. Of course, all to the limited capability of the individual. Whatever all the sifat of Allah is mutlaq, is absolute. But the servant of Allah, whatever he has, he asks Allah, and Allah, out of his mercy, he gives to this individual. So when it comes to the revolution of the imam and the revolution of the heart, we see that this wara and the mahasin al-akhlaq, they first need to initiate from the heart. My heart needs to be revolutionized first. When we talk about revolution, it refers to inqilab. What does inqilab mean? Inqilab means from going from one side to another side, to change, to flip. And qalb also means the same thing. Qalb means to change, to fluctuate. Fluctuate from what? To change from what? The same way that the imam, when he reappears, he will fill this dunya, he will fill this world with justice, and he will change the oppression that exists into justice. The same way I need to begin from my heart and remove all the oppression which I have within myself and turn it into justice. What is oppression? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, shirk is from the greatest types of oppression and dhulm. How do I remove shirk? Some of us might ask, I do not go to the temple and worship an idol. So what are we talking about? Remember that we have two types of shirk. The first type is jali. It is what manifests itself. It's like the individual going to a temple and bowing down to the idol. But the second type, which many of us might have, is the shirk which is khafi. It is hidden. Some of us may not even notice it. When we have riya, we do work for the sake of other than Allah. When we take an invitation, when we accept something which is over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. This is also taking an idol. The individual can take his heart, his desire as his idol, following whatever he wants. Isn't this an idol himself? So number one, he needs to remove all of these idols. What else is the imam going to do? The imam is going to fill the world which has been full of darkness, and he'll replace it with light. He is the manifestation of light himself. So when he comes and brings the reform about, he will fill all of the world with light. The same way I need to remove the blocks and the spots of darkness and the sins that I have committed within myself and make my heart illuminated, make my heart full of light before I can be amongst the ashab, be amongst the companions of the imam and fill the world with light as well. So all of this needs to start from the self. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who work day and night on ourselves, to revolutionize our hearts, our behaviors, our souls, our nafs, and reform ourselves to be able to take that active role when it comes to the social dimension and political dimension and various dimensions that we have to prepare ourselves for the return of the imam. Allahumma ajjal lawaliyyaka al-faraj. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من خير أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يداي اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد.